The Final Four NCAA basketball teams will be facing off this weekend. Greg Ahern, like many of the 40 million other Americans who filled out a bracket of which team will win, he has money riding on the outcome.
All right, so I brought three brackets that I entered all in the same pool. In each one, it is a $25 entry.
Well, he had three brackets. In one, he had his alma mater Villanova winning. They were out in the second round. He says last year was the only year he's ever won money in the pool. But with North Carolina and Gonzaga still in the running, he thinks he's got a pretty good shot at some kind of money this year, too. $300 to $1,000.
I had Gonzaga beating Carolina in the final. So this is the best possible bracket I have remaining.
Ahern has been putting money where his mouth is for years. The pool he's in now was set up by a high school friend in high school.
Back then it was like literally printed out brackets like what we have here in front of us now, and he would like highlight. I mean, we were doing this when we were kids, like handing cash in envelopes, and like I'm sure teachers knew we were doing it and it wasn't a big deal.
An NCAA bracket pool would pretty much be gambling under any formulation.
And gambling like this is illegal in Florida, says Daniel Wallach, an attorney who specializes in gaming law. He says in most states, there's a technical difference between betting on a game where there's skill involved and betting on a game where there's just chance. So betting on a tennis match you're playing in versus a match you're just watching.
The formulations in many other states turn on the dividing line between skill and chance, where, you know, one could argue that picking a bracket pool involves knowledge of the college basketball teams, the matchups, you do all your homework, and the argument that it's a skill game could conceivably make it legal in those states. Florida doesn't have that dividing line. Florida has a very unusual statutory provision which prohibits betting or wagering on both contests of skill and games of chance.
So bracket pools like Ahern's, technically illegal, but what are the chances they're going to get in trouble?
0%.
Unless you're working with bets with lots of zeros or the organizer is taking a cut, he says you're probably pretty safe.
I'm not aware of any office workers who've been led away in handcuffs. So it's just not one that the Florida, you know, law enforcement agencies devote any resources to.
Greg Ahern says the brackets are really only fun if you've got a little bit of money riding on them, and he's not worried about getting caught. Wallach hasn't bet since high school. Giving legal advice about gaming makes a lot more money. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.